Good morning. It's the 23rd of September. Our New Testament reading today is Luke chapter 16, in which we read the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. I'm going to read to you from a book by Brother John Bilello, the title of which is simply Parables. This is a summary of his commentary on this parable. I read. The story of the rich man and Lazarus is perplexing. It seems to be teaching wrong doctrine. The setting of the parable is ludicrous, and the point of the story is not immediately obvious. We need to delve into the possible motivation for telling this story, and also understand the cultural context in order to appreciate its meaning. Furthermore, there is the temptation to explain this parable by noting what it is not saying, rather than focusing on the positive Bible lesson being taught by our Lord Jesus Christ. We often take this approach in an attempt to make Bible doctrine crystal clear to interested friends and Sunday school scholars, not realising that by doing it this way, we may be forfeiting the heart of the message that Jesus was seeking to teach. The story starts in verse 19, by describing the opulence of a certain rich man. He was arrayed in purple and fine linen and dined at the most expensive restaurants every day. The word certain here, as in the next verse, has the general sense of any man, implying that the message of this story should be applied in a broad sense, namely, wherever wealth is blind to the needs of those less fortunate. Sometimes there is a tendency in our industrialised Western culture to expect that the needs of others are entirely the social responsibility of the state. Yet this parable is not aimed at the state, nor even at the synagogue, which, like our modern ecclesias, made welfare provision for its members. Instead, the focus here is on personal accountability. The rich man is dressed in purple, mention of which may seem rather strange to our present thinking. Yet cloth dyed purple was extremely expensive. The brightness of the colour and the fastness under laundering made it worth every drachma to those who could afford it. Only nobility and very rich merchants were dressed in that class. So when Jesus says that this man was dressed in purple, he was indicating that this was not a person who was just rich, but one who was fabulously rich, and probably a nobleman. While the rich man is unnamed, except by tradition, the poor man is called Lazarus, the only name explicitly mentioned in any parable. The name is derived from the Hebrew El Azar, meaning, appropriately, God help him. Whether there is any connection between this name and the friend of Jesus raised at Bethany is a matter of conjecture. But I am not one who generally believes in coincidences in Scripture. God has put everything in his word for a purpose. Lazarus sat at the gate of the rich man, where that man had ample opportunity to see him every day and be aware of his plight. Sometimes we are ignorant of the needs of another, but to be fully aware and do nothing is to be without excuse. We find that the beggar Lazarus died first, to be followed some time later by the rich man. Both are laid in the grave, and we find death is the great equaliser. The grave neither knows rich nor poor, regardless of the size and wealth expended on the tombstone or mausoleum. The parable then depicts a complete reversal of fortune for each man after death. Alive, the rich man enjoyed nothing but pleasures, while poor Lazarus faced only misery and sorrow. But we know that by God's grace, in the age to come, there will be great joy for those found faithful. Thank you for listening.